city representatives charged with investigating last week's elections have concluded that no misconduct took place. City Attorney Brooks Chandler, City Clerk Deborah Mack, and City Manager Chris Laddick came to their conclusion this afternoon on the second day of deliberation at City Hall.
At this point, I'm just going to say my bottom line is this is not a challenge that I am going to sustain. I haven't found a single person that I believe, under the applicable rules and the facts as we developed it here, that voted that shouldn't have been allowed to vote.
And I am in full agreement as a member of this team.
Me too.
Okay.
Those statements came after the investigators stopped midway through a process of examining the residence histories of voters who identified themselves as living at one of several processing plants in Unalaska. The investigation was prompted by City Council candidate Randall Baker, who filed a complaint on Monday that non-residents working in Unalaska seasonally had been allowed to vote in last Tuesday's election. Earlier in the day, a member of UNICE's Human Resources staff had gone through the list of UNICE voters in detail. Representatives of Westward Seafoods, the next largest plant in Unalaska, turned down the investigators' request to provide similar information, although they had initially agreed to do so this afternoon. At that point, Chandler announced that the investigators had enough information to make their conclusion. After the session concluded, Chandler explained that the information acquired from UNICE had been beyond what they actually needed to disprove the claim of misconduct, and that the information that could be gleaned from the voter rolls about Westward employees was enough on its own.
They're not necessary because under the law, you only have to be in Unalaska 30 days with an intent to remain. Since we had already determined that they had been registered to vote even before 2006, it's pretty easy to conclude that somebody that registered to vote in this community before 2006 and physically shows up in 2007 to vote is very likely to intend to return to Unalaska and is not just here temporarily.
Chandler and City Clerk Deborah Mack also argued that, although the city code allows for a challenge after the election, the challengers would have been better served had they contacted the city beforehand and arranged to have the election monitored for misconduct, which any citizen can do. Randall Baker says he's not satisfied with the investigators' work.
I don't think they did a very good investigation. They didn't check to see if these guys were really residents of Alaska. They just said that if you'd been doing things wrong for years and years, it must make it right today. In other words, if you weren't supposed to vote in 05, 06, 04, it was fine to vote today in 07. They didn't look to see if they had Alaska driver's license, which was an easy thing to figure out. They didn't look to see if they had residents down south, which is an easy thing to figure out. So we're going to pursue it.
Baker says he will most likely pursue legal action following the investigator's decision, which can be appealed in Superior Court. Chandler says he's confident that his conclusions would survive that test.
I think the election is going to stand.
The city will release a report of the investigators' findings on Monday. We've posted our audio recording of the entire 15-minute conclusion of today's proceedings on our website. You can find it by going to www.kial.org and visiting the local news section.